Super. So welcome everybody to our Divine Sunday Spiritual Service on the 21st of September 2025. Just a few things before we begin. So we will be recording parts of this evening. We never record the messages because they're given to individual people and some of them could be slightly personal. But we record everything else and those recordings will be available to download for free at the end of tonight. You'll be able to find them after the service on the Sunday Angel Service page of the website where you click to join, where you can find all previous recorded services as well. And all of them are free to download. It doesn't matter whether you've attended them or not. However, if you want to record the service yourself, you're more than welcome. But please bear in mind that any recordings that you make are for personal use only and in no way, shape or form for resale purposes. There won't be any course notes available for this evening, but if you would like a copy of the prayer blessing or the images from this evening, if you contact Sue Little, who has very kindly agreed to administrate these for me, she will send them to you. The email address to use is edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. That's edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. If you don't remember that email address, just email me and I'll bash the email back to Sue to sort it out. All being well, I will also be providing you with a transcript of both the channeling and the meditation. That won't happen until later in the week because the transcript comes through with the recording, but it's a great big block of text and I have to go through it and edit it and divide it all up and make sure that it's done it correctly. So hopefully by the end of the week, that will also be available to download from the same page where you go to download the recording on the website. If you have any questions that arise, either from the channeling, the meditation, or from a message that you might receive, you can send me a message via the Questions for Ed button on the website, and I'll be happy to answer. I would suggest you maybe get a pen and pad in just in case you get a message, because you might want to note it down. And also, if you want to ask me a question about it, you'll probably have to prompt me about what the message was, because I won't remember it without a bit of a nudge. And also, you might find that there's something interesting in the meditation or the channeling that you want to make a note of as well. There will be no question and answer moments this evening because it is a service and not a lecture, and the service will last an hour with no break. And at the moment, you are all muted, which means that mine should be the only voice that you can hear. This is how the evening will be conducted. It just filters out any background noises that can be a bit distracting. We're going to start with an opening prayer in a moment, which I've adapted from a Catholic prayer for hope. Hope is the theme of this evening's service. Let me just get some lovely music on in the background there. Here we are. Okay. So if you want to close your eyes, please, we'll start with this opening prayer. Just close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Settle in. Get yourself nice and comfortable. Focus on the sound of my voice. Heavenly source of all love and light, we come before you in need of hope. Send us your angel, Fanuel, to aid us. For there are times when we feel helpless. There are times when we feel bleak. We pray for hope. We need hope for a better future. We need hope for a better life. We pray for hope. Hope for love and hope for kindness. Hope for tolerance and faith. We pray for hope. We need your hope in every way. We pray to be filled with your hope from head to toe, to know and trust that all will be right in the world again, as you have planned it so. Help us then to walk in hope, to live in hope, to love in hope, to pray for hope for all. Let this then be so, in accordance with your will. For the greater good of all. So mote it be. Amen. So you can open your eyes now if you would like. We're going to be doing a meditation in just a moment, but I want to show you a few pictures and just talk a little bit about the angel Phanuel, who we're going to be working with this evening. Honestly, Zoom, with all its technical wonder, in the middle of that meditation asked me to confirm that the language that I was speaking was Malay. No, Zoom, not Malay, English. So this evening we are going to be calling upon the assistance of the Archia Phanuel, and this is the image that I created of Phanuel earlier on today using Bing, an AI art package. So Phanuel is the angel of hope, and as you can see, she is often portrayed as being eternally pregnant, because pregnancy is a time of hope, the hope of the birth being safe and well, the hope that the child will be healthy, the hope that is invested around the future of that child, which is unknown, that the child will be happy, that the child will be talented, that the child will be successful, that the child will go on to change the shape and nature of the world. So pregnancy is considered to be this perfect symbol for hope, and so Phanuel, the Archangel of Hope, is presented as being eternally pregnant. And we can call upon her when we are struggling with finding hope in the world, when we are struggling with cultivating hope inside ourselves for our life or for someone else who's going through a tricky and difficult time. We can call upon her to heal the damaged hope or the traumatized hope or the lack of hope that we have inside ourselves. We can call upon her to empower us in this way. I also created a little animation of her, which I think came out really nice. Let me just pop that on the screen for you. There, where she just gives us a little nod and a wink and a smile there. I'll do that again for you because they're quite short, these animations. There, I think that's lovely. She's either surrounded by the mists of heaven or she's just about to have a nice bath and it's all steamy and warm there. At the moment, the world in which we are living in is, I don't need to remind you, a very difficult place. And cultivating hope when we are bombarded 24/7 by such terrible news that, of course, is fed to us by social media and by the media outlets who are invested in bad news, of course, it can be very draining on our system, and it can send shockwaves through the collective unconscious, which can batter us through our sensitivity, through the way that we're plugged into the collective conscious. So it's very easy at the moment, even though there is lots of hope in the world and lots of positivity going on in the world, which we don't always hear about, of course, it is very easy to find ourselves feeling very drained of enthusiasm and positivity and hope. So today is all about restoring that depletion of hope energy, and that's what our meditation is going to do. In the middle of the meditation, sandwiched in the middle, is a little channeling from the Archangel Fanuel herself. One last thing that I will say before we dive into the meditation is, I have started to seek out and find, I mean, it's not difficult to find them, pages and channels on Instagram and Facebook, for instance, which are dedicated to distributing positive news. And I've been using them as a bit of a remedy for myself, because I've been finding I've been getting really down listening to the news. And it's amazing what positive news is out there. I mean, astonishing stuff, scientific breakthroughs, breakthroughs in regards to the ecology and the pollution of the planet, and amazing breakthroughs, discoveries that people have made, and wonderful news about freedom and rights in different parts of the country and different parts of the world. But we just don't get fed any of that. So I would say, if you, like me, have been finding that you've been getting down because of the news, try and seek out these positive news sites and use them as a little bit of an antidote for the negative news that we're being fed as a kind of global narrative by social media and news media. Right, let's do our meditation. So you get yourself nice and comfortable and cozy, and I shall pop the same music back on. Where are you? There you are. Maybe pull it down this tad. Okay. So have a good shuffle around in your chair and try and arrange yourself so that you are as relaxed as you can be. Just pull my chair forward a bit. Take a few deep breaths to center yourself. A nice deep breath in. And a nice deep breath out. And on the out breath, make sure that you're shoulders are nice and loose and relaxed, not holding any tension in there. So breathe in again. And breathe out and let the shoulders drop. We'll take one more deep breath together. Make sure there's no tension in your hands and feet as well, and that your lower back is nice and supported by your chair. Deep breath in. And out. If you can, if it's comfortable, I'd like you to bring your hands to rest over your heart center. And with your eyes closed, I want you to bring your full attention to the space directly in front of you as we summon the Archangel Fanuel. So try and feel into your aura in front of you. Try to hold your focus forwards, so that you can get a sense of the presence of the angel as she builds, as we call upon her presence. And if you'd like, you can repeat these words of the prayer after me. We're going to speak the prayer in Latin. Archangeli Fanuel. Angelus Spei, vocamus ad te, venire, venire, venire. I'm going to keep chanting the Latin prayer for you. You can repeat it with me, or you can just sit back and listen to it. But I want you to focus on the presence of the Archangel Fanuel as she draws close and near, as she builds into that space in front of you. Archangeli Fanuel, Angelus Spei, vocamus ad te, venire, venire, venire. Arcangeli Fanuel, Angelus Spain, vocamus ad te, venire, venire, venire. Arcangeli Fanuel, Angelus Spain, vocamus ad te, venire, venire, venire. The angel takes shape and form in the space before you, emerging from a billowing cloud of powder blue light. Eternally pregnant, graceful, beautiful, with long cascading dark hair, her hands resting gently on her belly, resplendent in her robes, her large white feathered wings tall behind her. She raises her head and looks deep into your eyes and smiles. You feel the love in that gaze, in that smile. It is like a tangible thing. Words that are not spoken. A love that is not shown apart from that gentle face, but the beginning of a powerful transmittance of energy and light that wraps itself around your spirit and holds you tight. She reaches forwards and takes your hands and rests them on her tummy. And she begins to speak. Here is eternal hope, ever present, never fading. Here is light and love and life that will never die. Drink deep of its power. Take it as it is freely given, as a transfusion of light for your desperate soul. And as the power flows through you, offer and share it with your world and its people. As the light begins to flow from the angel into you, from the divine, through the Archangel Fanuel, allow it to spread out into your life, to flow out into your home, to be shared with the people that you know and love. To be shared with the people that you do not know, that you will never know, but whose faces you see on your TV screen and on your phone. We are all connected, and through these pathways of hidden light, the power of hope may pass from one to the other and lift even those in the deepest darkness towards the light and love of the divine, opening their heart to eternal hope for something better and brighter and safe and sure and true. So let the light flow into you and fill you, until you overflow with its glory and its power, and let it wash from you out into the world. filling the earth beneath your feet with hope, with light, with love. And as the power flows, hear the voice of the angel Fanduel and the guidance that she offers. In the ancient story of Pandora and her box, when she released upon the world all darkness and all devils, all demons and all pain, all manner of war and disease, the last creature found cowering in the corner was hope, and taking it in her hand, Pandora released it too. And although it seemed like a fragile creature, lost and crushed amongst the darkness, its brightness counterbalanced all that that had gone before. For its presence awoke in humankind its likeness and similar. Hope in every heart and mind. Though this is a story, there is, as often there is, truth in its parable. In that hope, which seems at times small and delicate and desperate in comparison to the darkness of the world, might seem outmatched and outnumbered, is powerful. It has the capacity to change the nature of the world and humanity who dwell within it. For hope is contagious. And if it is held in one heart, it will ignite in many others its likeness. And their brightness will burn so strong that those eyes that look in desperation through the shadows will fix only on the light of hope, like guiding stars in the night sky, to lead them through the shadows and the pain towards the possibility of better times. Hope has carried the world and its people through great darkness that has gone before, steering them ever back towards the path crafted and architected by the divine, leading ultimately towards a new world filled only with love. And so, in that regard, little has changed. Darkness remains, but so does hope. And the plan is fixed forwards as it ever was. And it is up to us, those who serve the divine, to endeavor to ensure that the light of hope burns bright upon the world and continues to guide those lost in the mire towards its beauty and brightness. But at the same time, we must acknowledge too that as human beings, we are also often influenced by the shadows, overwhelmed by the darkness, pulled down by the intensity of the horror and the pain, and the hope inside us is leached from our heart and spirit, and we are left wanting and incapable of
giving to others that which we can no longer find within ourselves. And so from time to time, you may find yourself in need of calling upon a higher power, me, who represents the light and force of hope, so that I might restore within you that reserve of hope that you need, both for yourself and others. And when those times come, as they will, all you need do is call to me. Call my name. Call out to my designation as Archangel of Hope, and I will come. And infuse in you as I infuse in you now the light of hope. I will open your heart, and I will fill your spirit with the divine's light. And you will take that light and share it with man, with your world, with your planet, with every footstep that you take and thought that you think and word that you speak, with every kiss that you blow and hug that you give. You will impart hope into the world. You will breathe it into the veins of your planet. You will radiate its light like a star. And its light will burn bright in the darkness, exposing the shadow for the illusion that it is, and reveal in its brightness the goodness in man, the hope for a brighter future, the willingness to be better, to see beyond division, to raise each other up in equality and peace. And you will begin to see hope in the world around you, in places that you did not before, in the wisdom of children, in the kindness of the elderly, in the strength and willingness of the young, in green shoots that rise in dark forests, in buds that spring upon bare branches, in birdsong, in blue skies, in moonlight, and in love. And each snatchet of hope that you see will infuse you with greater power, will remind you and confirm that in truth you have always known, that hope is eternal, and that it will outlast the darkness. And in time, transmute it completely, crucible of power. Take then this light and use it well. For now it is time for me to return to the divine. For there is much work to be done in my name.
The angel takes your hands in hers and kisses them, and returns your hands to your heart.
In love ever,
she says, and slowly begins to fade away. Take a few deep breaths and internalize the light transfusion that she has given you. Draw it deep into your innermost core. Let it fizz and shine through your body and being and vibrate through your aura. Breathe in. Breathe out. Take a moment to center yourself, to ground yourself, to bring yourself back to the here and the now. Take a few moments, and when you are ready, in your own time, open your eyes and return. Okay. Oopsie-daisy, what's happened there? Okay, let's get rid of that. So, if you have any questions from that meditation or from the channeling, you can, don't forget, send those questions to me via the Questions for Ed form on the website. And as I say, all being well, I will be able to give you the transcription of that meditation and that channeling, certainly by the end of the week, once we've downloaded it and I've taken a little bit of time just to edit it and pull it into some discernible shape. I'm going to stop the recording now, and we're going to get on to the messages part of the evening.